Good evening, everyone. This meeting of the Becker County Board of Adjustments is called to order. My name is Mike Sharp, and I will be chairing this meeting. I would ask that the rest of the committee members introduce themselves, starting on my left.
Larry Knutson, Member at Large.
Del King, District 1.
Craig Hall, Member at Large.
Kyle Arbert, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
Nikki Bradbury, Becker County Planning and Zoning.
All right, the agenda for tonight's meeting, we will first approve any corrections or additions to the minutes of the previous meeting. We will then introduce any old business. Following that, we will introduce any new business. Protocols for this evening's meeting, admin staff will introduce the application. The applicant or their representative will briefly introduce their request. I would ask that no one in the general audience direct any comments to the applicant without going through this board. Sufficient time will be given to those wishing to speak. After all comments, the admin staff will read any written correspondences not in our packets. Then we will close testimony and the board will deliberate on the request. The duties of the Board of Adjustment are quasi-judicial in nature and twofold. One, to hear and decide requests for variances from the county's official control. And two, to hear and decide appeals and review administrative decisions relating to the county's official control. All decisions of the Board of Adjustment in granting or denying shall be final, except that any person shall have the right to appeal the decision within 30 days to district court. Questions regarding the appeal process can be discussed with the admin staff after this hearing. At this time, I would request that Acting Vice Chair Craig Hall to read aloud the guidelines in Minnesota State Statute this board must follow in order to support or deny any variance. Please shut off your electronic devices and we will continue.
So this board will be following the Minnesota Statute 394.27, Subdivision 7, Practical Difficulties for variances.
Okay, thank you, Craig. All right, with that, we'll review the minutes from our November 20th meeting. Any changes or corrections to those minutes? Okay.
Move to approve.
Okay, motion by Larry to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried. All right, we'll go directly to new business. First applicant.
First applicant is Christopher and Krista Howell requesting a variance to replace an existing non-conforming dwelling in the detached garage to be located 40 feet from the ordinary high water mark and 65 feet from the center line of a county highway. An attached garage will be located 43 from the ordinary high water mark and 63 feet from a county highway center line. A deck to be located 38 feet from the ordinary high. A patio to be located 37 feet and from the ordinary high and 4 feet from a side property line, all deviating from the required 100 from a recreational development lake and 78 feet from the center line of the county highway. And also, required 10 feet from the side property line.
All right, are the applicants here? Okay, please come forward. Just before providing testimony, just please state your name for the record.
I'm Christopher Howell.
Oh, okay.
I'm the owner.
Okay.
Kelly Wegschein, architect.
I guess if you could just briefly present an overview of your application and what you're proposing.
Yes, and it is slightly different than the application here describes, but the dwelling would be located at 62 feet from the ordinary high water.
Okay.
I'm not sure why that says the dwelling to be located 40 feet from the ordinary high water. But the current house they would be replacing, tearing down and replacing, that existing house is at 49 feet off the water. And the new house would be moved back almost 20 feet and would be at 62 feet off the high water mark. The current garage is 45 feet off the property line. The existing garage is at 28 feet 8, and we are going to move it back slightly, just a little bit up to be 30 feet off. So we're trying to move away from the road slightly. We're moving away from the lake as best we can with the hill that is on the roadside. So we're really trying to move back in line with the neighbor's houses on both the left side and the right side. back up as best we can to the hill that's near the roadside.
Questions of the applicant by the board?
I'm a little bit confused. I was over there today, and where's this 4 feet from the side property line? Because to me, I was, you know, obviously with the snow, I mean, it was...
I'm not sure if that's maybe something else, but this variance should be 62 feet from the water. The garage, the new garage, is very similar to the old location, and that's 10 feet 4 inches from the side yard.
We just see it says it's 4 feet from the side property line, you know, deviating from the 10, and that's why I was kind of confused at that.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You all have the site map, right? The
right.
Proposed?
Yep.
Yeah, it does say 10 feet 4 inches, not 4 feet.
Yeah, I think that's a good catch. They probably meant 10, 4, and they put 4.
Yeah, because in the on the very front page, it's 4 feet, what you're asking for. So you're fine, we strike that?
Correct.
Okay.
The plot shows, or the picture shows 10, 4,
yeah.
And when we were out there, it seemed to be about that.
Okay. Well, that's kind of what I thought. That's why I was kind of confused, because I'm like, where is this 4 feet? Because it looked like it was funny.
I just wanted to confirm that we were arguing that 62 feet, but if you look at the original survey by Nyberg, that was measured at 30.8, and you can see that they measured, Nyberg measured to the ordinary high. This architectural drawing is water from, is going to the water's edge versus the ordinary high, so that setback really, the existing is 30.8, and they're going to 40.
Okay.
So they are moving back regardless, but it's not 62, it's 40.
Okay.
Okay.
But it is an improvement because you're going back.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So you're still sticking with 40?
I'm sticking with 40 because,
okay.
You see that Nyberg drawing?
Yep.
You can see where they measured.
Here.
Yeah, and where they measured is...
They went to right to the edge of the water.
Yes, right. So that ordinary high is actually...
Okay.
That's what I was talking about.
Same problem.
Why is there a survey line?
Huh? Okay.
Why is there a survey line there?
What do you mean?
Instead of an ordinary high watermark, they have a survey line there.
That was probably in the original plat of how long the property was.
And that's what you measured from the survey line?
Nope, not from the survey line, from the bottom of the rock.
Oh, okay.
Where it says edge of water.
Right. Well, on one corner, and
And you'll find with also, you're going to come into that with the last one as well, because the there was an inlet previously in Tecate, and there no longer is. So this ordinary high is way up in people's yards. It's 20 feet, well, 22 feet of difference on this lot.
Yeah, we did measure that from the water's edge, which is not even as far as that survey line, which is out in the water. Bottom of the rock, pretty much, as compared to the top of the rock.
What about the side yard setback, Kyle? Is that necessary or not? Based upon the drawing, it appears not necessary, but...
Based upon the drawing, no, but I didn't measure that side to the stake out there. You look at that, it's going to be closer. Based upon how that angle of that house is running, that patio is going to be...
And we can reduce some of that patio. We measured to the house on this drawing.
Right, but I'd stick with that 4 feet from what I can. I'm going to say, look, you see what I'm saying? As that.
That corner's there. That corner is way closer.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
But is this garage going to go where the existing garage was? You're moving it back a little, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It looked like there was room there, but it's hard to tell because it runs at such an angle.
Right.
It's not getting any closer than the existing garage.
Boy, but you got that patio out in front of it, and that's pointed closer to that line.
So that's where the four comes in.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I'd stick with that.
If there is an issue, we're really willing to strike that patio to make sure that the garage.
Well, if anything, you just.
Decides to fit a car.
If anything, you just nix a small portion of it.
Yeah, just cut it off and basically make it parallel to the line of what the property line is.
Right, you could run it out even at an angle or.
Yeah, that's.
Perfectly fine?
Yeah.
Okay. So then we're gonna just wax the 4 feet, go by the 10 feet, and then you're fine on this issue. Okay? Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? All right, is there anyone in the public that would like to, audience like to testify on the application? Okay, if not, any written correspondences submitted?
No, sir.
Okay. We'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. What are the board's wishes? I think it's an improvement, big improvement, myself.
Yeah, it was. Dr. Joni has no issues with the setback from the highway.
Okay. It's on the right side of the lake. We're really not getting much for wind there, so. And all of the rest of them are
all
even.
Urban.
Right,
all urban.
The whole thing is. To me, it's an improvement because the existing one is not in the best of shape. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve the request?
Mr. Chair, before that, I just want to confirm those measurements that guys went out. So the deck is 38 feet to the ordinary height. The corner of the house is 40, closest corner. Patio is 37.
Yep.
Side property line will be eliminated. And the house is 65 from center line and garage is 63 from center line. So just for the record.
Okay. I will make a motion that we approve based on the findings and facts that I think it definitely falls within the harmony and intent of the ordinance in that locality. I think it'll make an improvement. And striking the 4 foot side property from the variance.
Motion by Craig, is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. The variance is granted.
Thank you very much, and thank you for holding this meeting. As people are coming down from COVID and realizing how long things take, we have a lot of clients that are still working on things and designing and trying to get ready for next year. So we appreciate your extended meeting dates. Thank you.
Thank you. Next applicant is Dallas and Jackie Messmeyer, requesting a variance to get 28 2/10, and somebody did call the office and bumped that 28 3, so it came up 110, which is deviating from the allowable 25.
Hi there, Travis Olson, and son-in-law of Jackie Dallas Messmeyer. Biggest reason for the variance request is public safety, I'd say, on County 22 there. Close to the Woodall Shore, and a lot of cars coming back and forth throughout the summer, so it wanted to get the driveway so it was more accessible for getting in and out for the homeowners. So that's the request for the variance and increase the impervious. And we did work with the Pelican River Watershed as well on design of everything, and so they approved everything, and everything should be up to code.
So stormwater, it's mentioned that those impacts are going to be mitigated. How are they going to be mitigated?
So there's wells within the circle driveway there, okay. Up along County 22, there's going to be wells in there with a French drain that will drain everything into the corporate areas.
So that's what the rain garden that's noted on there is going to be.
Questions of the applicant from the board?
No. Very good plan, I think.
Okay. All right, with that, we'll move on. Anyone in the audience would like to testify on the application? Okay, nothing. Any written correspondences?
No, nothing.
We'll close testimony and the board will deliberate.
It's a very good safety improvement there.
I agree.
Keep people from parking on the road and the issue. Makes sense. Very reasonable.
Somebody like to make a motion?
I'll move to approve based on the fact that it's, it improves the safety of the locale and it's within harmony of the area.
All right. Motion by Larry. Is there to approve by Larry? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second
that.
By Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
The next applicant is Jay Carlson, requesting a variance to convert a portion of an existing deck and to a covered screen porch with a support porch bearing at 41 feet from the ordinary height deviating from the required 100.
Right, thank you. I'm Jay Carlson, and just a brief explanation of what I want to do or take a look at. I didn't build a main floor screen porch when I built the house. 25 years ago, it had a lower level screen porch and still does. Just over the years, for convenience, we'd like to have a screen porch that's just off the eating area of the house. It would be 8x12 approximately area. And right now it's covered by a 4-foot deck that's on the second floor of the house. It's a very small area that's being included. It's like 48 inches by 140 inches would be the new area that's covered. And it's only needed because of building the house in compliance with the rules in 2000, not being too close to the lake, and would need a variance.
So it looks like you're only going to add about 66 square feet of area.
Yep.
That's correct.
Of rough.
Of rough, okay. Any other questions of the applicant?
Can I ask? I had submitted and reviewed it with the Watershed District, but did you get a copy of this? Yep. That the materials? I had also, after visiting with the Watershed District, I'm doing this work. Talk to them about the prowl of the deck. It's like this, and that's very close to the lake. And there's quite a bit of history because the road used to go in back of the house, and there was significant structures right on the lake shore. And when I got the permit to build the new house, it was closer to the lake just than what you normally have it. But for taking out all of the old gazebos and decks that were right on the lakeshore, they allowed the prowl of the deck to extend closer to the lake, I think, than probably what would be best. But I had talked to the Watershed District about moving the prowl of the deck, and I visited with contractors, and they say they can do it, back 5 feet from the lake, but then filling, aligning the deck so it's straight across, so it would move it 5 feet back from the lake would be the net result. It wouldn't add any additional square footage to the deck inside of the shore impact zone. It would just rearrange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, we don't have it, but I drew it in.
Okay. And then the Watershed District had also indicated that when the new screen porch is built, they come back and take a look and determine what type of gutter or French drain they want, and I've worked with the Watershed District for years. So I'm happy to do whatever mitigation they want after the new screen porch is made to make sure the water is dispersed.
So for clarification for tonight, we're just talking about the screen-in porch, or you want to talk about the deck as well?
As long as I'm here, the screen-in porch is the reason that I originally filed that, but then after the contractor came out and looked at it, I talked to the Watershed District. If I can do that, would like to at least have you consider the realignment of the deck, moving the prowl back 5 feet from the lake.
What was that being that was not part of the application? Is that up for consideration, or does that should be?
I'm not that nervous of it. There's no opposition.
There's an existing structure that's just being rearranged.
Right. Yeah. We've done it before. Okay. If it was extremely controversial and we thought that it was going to go before another
If he was going to move it 5 feet closer to the lake, it'd be a little different.
Correct.
Right.
Absolutely.
Again, it's the existing structure, he's rearranging it.
Right.
No issue. Yeah. It was controversial. I would suggest tabling it, but with the current, I would be fine with it.
So if we were to add that request, what exactly would the setback be from the OHW?
It would be hard to say. It would be... Well, it's going to be closer than the 41 because wherever that distance is, but we don't know what that distance is. Just be 5 feet less than what the...
Okay.
I
could...
3D,
maybe,
but do you have your distance thing with that?
Yeah, I can see if we can get close.
I would guess it would be 30 feet. I don't know how far out that is. I don't know what this distance is now. If this is 41, it's like... Whatever the peak is from here to here, he wants to come back 5 feet.
Yep.
But you can see it on there.
Well, if it's so where?
Go from right here, the tip of that there.
Well, here, I want to know where to measure because then I can get close to that 41. Then I can tell you where the ordinary high is. I'm going to guess it's the water's edge.
Well, the 41 will be back just a couple feet right about right here.
Right there?
Yep.
Or should we just reword the request that it's 5 feet further from the OHW than the existing structure and just leave it at that?
I would be comfortable with that, wouldn't you?
Sure. That's okay. The intent, is to move it back 5 and then square it on.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions of the applicant? Hearing none. Anybody from the audience would like to testify? No one. Any written correspondence on this application?
No, sir.
Okay. Closed testimony. Board will deliberate. Thoughts?
The porch is no issue at all.
No.
And anytime we're moving anything back away from the lake, that's kind of what we're looking for. Yeah. And to me, it's like a reasonable request.
All right. Somebody make a... like to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion that we approve the request for variance as submitted, and then the addition of the deck to be 5 feet from the closest point, 5 feet less in distance, or excuse me, further than the current distance is now when finished from the OHW.
Perfect.
I think it fits within the harmony intent of the ordinance and fits within that character and locality.
Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Larry. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried.
Thank you very much. Yep. I appreciate also the late meeting in December here so we can get going on the spring.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jake. Mr. Chair, I'm going to make a phone call to the fifth applicant at the end of the meeting. They don't have to run for it. Next applicant is Curtis Gary, requesting a variance to construct an addition to an existing non-conforming dwelling with a proposed addition to start at 70 feet, deviating from the required lot height.
Not ice.
Nope.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we just want to propose to put a new bathroom on the back side of the cabin. The existing cabin is basically a master bathroom in between the garage and the existing house.
And you are Curtis?
Nope. I'm Dave Walther. I'm the architect.
Okay, perfect. Any closer to the lake?
Nope. It's actually on the back side of the house.
Okay. Questions of the applicant?
I think it changes, increases the impervious surface a little bit. Otherwise, absolutely no change.
Zero. Okay. There are no other questions. Anyone from the public would like to testify? Okay, nothing. Any written correspondences?
Okay.
Nothing. Closed testimony. What are the board's wishes?
I'll move to improve. Fits within harmony in the area, and it will make the property more usable.
Okay. Motion by Larry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dale. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Much appreciated.
Okay. As I mentioned, that fifth applicant, we're going to call by phone. I think they're like 3 hours away or something. We'll move to the sixth applicant, which is Timothy and Amy Nelson, requesting a variance to replace an existing non-conforming dwelling with a deck and patio to be located 34 feet from the ordinary high water mark. Dwelling to be located 50 both distances, deviating from the required 100. Attached garage to be located at 0 feet. Deviating from the required 20. That sidewalk wouldn't require more than 4 feet wide. How wide is your sidewalk?
8 feet.
Okay. And the sidewalk to be located 0 feet from the right of way. And the last one to be a 41% block coverage, deviating from the level of 25.
Okay. You would state your name for the record and just present your plan.
Yeah, Tim Nelson. So we're looking at, we'd like to build a house and a garage there, removing the cabin and the little shed. So the biggest reason on the impervious, and that's probably the biggest ask on this, is the way the high water mark is measured, and then the back road right away, it shrinks. There's a lot more land there. I think everybody's been there and seen that. You know, we wouldn't be covering all that. It's just how the lot lines are. One couple things that go into that high water mark I wanted to mention was there used to be an inlet into Cotton Lake. That was taken out a number of years ago. So, and then there's an outlet that's also been adjusted down. So that high water could never get up that high, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So when we started looking at this project to start with, I was measuring off of the GIS map, going right to the water's edge. But once we started peeling everything back, the lot on paper gets pretty small. But the front of the cabin, or the front of the house, wouldn't go any farther than where the front of the cabin is right now. Everything would go back, and we'd put the corner of the garage right on that road right away, which isn't the road. It's in, I forget what the footage was. So I did all the measurements off of the property pins in the back corners, is how this is drawn, and then the road is, you know, quite a ways back, not quite a ways, but a ways back.
Okay. It's kind of crazy how this, you know, this kind of property comes all the way back here, and yet this one,
yeah, is a big void.
It is. It's strange.
Questions of the applicant?
Board.
If not, we'll move on to anybody from the public who'd like to provide any testimony on the application. Okay. Written correspondences, I think there were a couple submitted.
Three in your packet.
Three in the packet.
I didn't see
them. Those three that came.
In the email or what?
In the email.
I almost got it late because I didn't see it. I saw you about the second minutes, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, those three that were submitted.
What was it?
I can read them.
They're just a jest, at least we'd like to know what.
All opposed.
Opposed. Opposed water mitigation, basically. I mean,
right.
Because he's not getting any cold. I mean, they were opposed to the lake, I think, in the right of way setback, too, but not getting any closer to the lake than what structures are right there. So.
Yeah, I do. And I've got a bunch of markers out there too. And some of them are for the driveway because I plow it. So, you know, everybody that got the letter, you know, if they happen to drive by, maybe they think that corner is.
So, right. And so you're going to take down off the lower deck, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So that setback's being decreased. But essentially, what year did you buy that?
2020, I think.
Okay, so I know we permitted that deck, and at that time we called it outside the shore impact zone, basically because we recently got a laser, I'm going to say a year ago. We shot the ordinary high on cotton, which if you've seen in the first application, it's considerably back up in these people's yards where we were previously measuring to the water's edge, where most of the time the ordinary high is pretty consistent to the water's edge, or on cotton, it's extremely high. And I'm not sure why, but probably, you know, you could at least say if it's 34, the deck will be 34 now, and the so previously, how long is your lower deck, how wide, or toward the lake?
13 feet.
So it'd be 13 plus 16, so you can say that it's about 29 feet from where we previously used to measure a setback on cotton lane, on cotton. Then when we originally looked at this, that would also affect that impervious surface, right? Because I think when we talked about it originally, before we shot that, we were probably looking at, what, 30% maybe? Or?
Yeah.
You're losing.
Yeah. And one other thing I'd like to mention is, so I didn't, this is my first time going through something like this, so I didn't realize, you know, neighbors were getting letters. So once I found that out, I called the neighbors that I don't know who these neighbors, if they were right next to me or not, but I called Gabe Maxwell, Oren Okeson, Jerry Langseth, and then Dave Carlson, the two right on both sides of me, explained the project because I felt those were the ones that it would affect the most. At least they told me if they sent something in that, I don't know.
Those four did not.
Okay, so yeah, I just thought that was a neighborly thing.
But they would be the same ones that would want to do something in the future, probably, and not yeah. Complain too much.
Right, yeah, maybe, yeah. Well, one's got a new house, one, yeah, but yeah.
Well, the one two to the north, Carlson, is a very similar. Like if you look at Carlson has a walkout, he has an attached garage, and his sight line is going to be basically identical.
Right.
And the right of way setback is basically identical.
Larry, you didn't get a chance to review the letters. Are you satisfied with just the overview there?
Yeah, I just wanted to know.
It was main thing was is they wanted to make sure there was water mitigation if it got approved.
Does that mean like gutters?
Yeah, we'd be asking you to work with realistically the county, probably, you know, French drains are our most common way of doing it. Well, really, when we see that high of impervious, and especially when you're on a hill, is sending that water to the lake as fast as it can go.
Sure.
Okay. That's what we're trying to prevent. So it's a way to basically get the water going into the ground and not just doing runoff into the lake.
Okay. Yeah, and I planned all that anyway, yeah, just because my old place, we lived on a hill and had runoff. So yeah, so we'll, gutters and all that stuff will be in place.
Okay.
Okay. So I was just doing this as the water's edge in 21, okay, he would have had a total of 81.75. So with the just, so you're gonna have the patio beneath, how big is the patio again?
I got 12 by 28. So the width of the house is 12 by 8.
12 times 28 is 336. And then what were you gonna have for sidewalk?
208. You're talking square footage.
Plus 208.
Yep.
Plus
1400 for the house.
That's the house itself, 1400.
Yep.
Footprint.
And then 624 for the garage. So total of 2568.
2568, and if you were to go to the water's edge and 21 imagery, it would have been divided by 8178. It would have been at 26.5%.
Unless set it at 26.5%.
No, I understand. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
What, and that precedent.
Because I cannot swallow 41.
I'm just saying that precedent is what everybody else was given there because they were measuring the water. I mean, one.
Yeah.
All right, with that, if there are no questions of the applicant, we will close testimony. The board's going to deliberate. Thoughts?
Well, I couldn't support a 41% impervious surface. I don't believe we've ever went that high with anybody else.
And well, that's what I told you when I seen you. I said that it is high.
And well, I don't know that we have, but I don't know that we've also seen 7,000 square foot lot.
Well, that might be true, but we might see some more.
Right.
By doing that, you'd set a precedent, and I think that actually the ones right alongside of you are very small cabins there now.
Yeah, they're, I guess Warren's is smaller than mine. Bigger lot, smaller cabin on it.
You know. I'm sure they'll all want to build someday, and they all want to build just as big as you're bigger. I mean, that's just how it is, you know.
Yeah.
So unless you can show me that there's less impervious surface by an engineer's drawing or something, I won't support it. But you have three other people here.
I will not support it either. That's too high in my mind. It's just too much for such a lot, small lot. And I don't know if you're willing to make any adjustments to your plan whatsoever, but in my mind, what's proposed is just too much for that size of a lot.
Would you be willing to get rid of the sidewalk and, or, you know, you got that large garage on the other side of the road.
What about the patio? That's 336 feet. If you had a deck beneath, deck and deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, potentially, I guess, yeah.
2568 minus 336. I don't have the... Can you call up his permit, too?
In
the lot area?
Just out of curiosity, like, if you did, like, not a concrete patio, but, like, pavers, is that still considered impervious? Yeah, okay.
Basically, we need to be, you know, like, your normal decking material where the water can run through it and it can go into the ground.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
I mean, your other option is to table it and go back and kick it around and re-look at it. I mean.
Mm-hmm. By taking that patio away, does that?
Well, let me see. Let's see what we get easier.
I would say if you got rid of the sidewalk and the patio, it would definitely help.
7, 22, 32.
Because those are, I mean, that's the issue. It's just, well, it's like I told you today.
Well, if you get rid
of the
patio, you go to 30.6 tents now. And that's way more consistent with what we approved.
I agree.
And then you could have a deck beneath there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
would you be willing to make your sidewalk not 8 foot wide? I mean, more of a normal one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure. I just, the only reason I put that there was because that's what we're going to set the garage over. So it would, but yeah, for sure, if I could.
Because then all of a sudden, I mean, if you cut that garage, or excuse me, that sidewalk down from 8 feet to 4 feet, because it's pretty long, that mm-hmm. also would definitely help your impervious coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, I could absolutely do that.
Yeah. So why was it going to be 8 feet wide? Why would you?
Well, I'm shifting, so the house and then the garage is going to be off, shifted off to the side of the house. So just so it would match. Fill in that gap.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No, no, right. Yeah.
So then you're taking a. Again, another 100 feet off.
Yeah, I mean, 18 is 25% of 7. So it'd be 7 to... Yeah, 18 is 25%. That's what I'm... When you're dealing with this small lot, just by having a 300 square foot patio, that jumped 10%, mm-hmm. which right. is, you know... When you, if we were at 40% on a 40,000 square foot lot, you'd be looking at 1,200 square feet. You're
right.
eliminating a 30 by 40 Dodgers patio. So I think if you can get that, but I don't, 100 square feet you'd say it would be?
Well, if it's currently it's 8 by 26, so that's what, a little over 200.
So eight, yeah.
4 by 26 is just over 100. You're talking about 104. So you're taking another 100 square feet off.
2020, and then give me that total again.
104.
That's 104. 2128.
Could the patio stay with the, if you took the thing off, or would the patio still have to go?
I think patio still would have to go.
Or
unless you got rid of the whole sidewalk.
Yeah, or a person could back the house off a little bit to keep the patio or something.
Can you use the size, you mean, of the house?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can do that, as long as you get your impervious surface number down.
That's what we're just trying to come up
yeah,
with.
Yeah,
you're at 20, so with your 104 square feet of sidewalk and the 2,000 square feet of garage and house, you're at 29.25%.
I can live with that.
We certainly can, because we do all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I told you, under 30.
Is that get rid of the patio?
Yeah.
That's no patio.
No patio.
You could still have a deal down there, but it's got to be decking material.
Sure, okay. So decking material, or if we back the house off a little bit, we could have.
Yep.
Whatever we back the house off, we could have.
We can set the impervious surface at 30% or whatever the number is.
Right.
You can build in whatever you want to build.
As long as you make that, it doesn't matter.
Fair enough.
Don't get closer to the lake and keep it under that number.
So 30% is the number?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm Mike.
And then...
So what's the square footage on island?
2182.5. And I know you'll go 2182.5.
Yeah. Going straight.
So that's the total we can go. Okay. And then that doesn't. Yeah. Yep. Ben.
Larry. I think you mentioned something.
No, I was asking Mike if he would. Satisfied.
Yeah, I'd be satisfied with that. You talked about mitigation. You would do whatever mitigation to
control stormwater.
Yep. There's no area there for a rain garden, and a berm wouldn't work there because if
French
it went
drains.
Down the hill, hit the berm, it goes over it. It'd be French drains.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then the road right away, that's good.
Well, it's 39 to center, and I'm the road supervisor there, and I don't have.
One-stop shop.
Well, I'm just commenting. You always want to know from the township, and I mean, it's that no.
The trail.
We're not following that road at 55, so no. We couldn't get snow to your house at 39 feet.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Would somebody like to make a motion?
Okay, I'm just gonna look at this real quick.
Are we scratching the 41 and making it 30? Then
30%. 30%. All right.
Okay, I will make a motion to approve the requested variance with the change of 41% is being reduced to 30% impervious coverage, and how you get there can't get any closer than the 34 feet to the waist shove you.
Okay. Motion by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Dell. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion is carried.
Cool. Thank you.
Yep.
Good luck.
Okay, I got a... You're not William, are you?
Okay.
I just said I haven't met William, and I'm going to try and find his number here quick.
So we're probably going to see you in the spring.
We got our whole basement torn out because of water damage right now, so we're what's that stuff?
Use common sense, it all works.
Yeah, yep. Well, and you obviously have common sense to you with the airline fate. So.
My daughter,
Bill
and
our son.
Hello.
Bill, this is Kyle Varberg with Becker County Planning and Zoning. I have you on speakerphone with the four board members here. If you just want to kind of introduce your application, if you would, sir.
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for allowing me to participate remotely, considering the distance and the weather and all the rest of it. We're looking at putting an addition on. This is a not a winterized four-season unit, but we're looking at putting a small addition on. My son and daughter-in-law are both attorneys, and both can work remotely at various times. So we need some extra space that we can kind of isolate and be quiet for them to allow them to do that. With the size of the lot, obviously don't meet current lake setbacks, and I'm not sure, but I don't know if we meet the setback from the center of the township road either, to be quite honest. Is there anything more I can say right now?
Looks like you were 1 foot up from 66 to 65.
Right. Yeah, really close
I
to meeting.
I would probably even put that on there.
Wait, the township you said changed to 30 feet?
Lakeview, yes. We were 20. So we'd normally be 53. Lakeview is the only township that is, I guess it's a 66, but
it's going to be 63 then.
I think it'd be 63. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he'd meet that.
Don't need that variance.
Don't need a variance.
Okay. Any questions of the applicant?
You're not going any closer to the lake, though, right?
No. This would be the side opposite the lake.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions of the applicant?
No.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Anyone in the audience? Nobody in the audience to provide testimony. Any written correspondence? Kyle? No written correspondence. We'll close testimony and the board will deliberate. What are the board's thoughts?
It's only going to be at 12% impervious. Everything is moving back. Yeah. Very reasonable. Put it to good reasonable use.
Okay. Would somebody like to make a motion to approve?
I'll move based on the fact that even in harmony of the location will do no damage to the surrounding area.
Okay, motion by Larry to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Okay, Dell will second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion is carried. Bill, the variance has been granted.
Well, thank you very much. And again, thank you for allowing me to participate.
Thank you.
With that, that's the end of our business. Anything else to come before the board?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Craig. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Dell. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. We are adjourned.
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you all very much.
Done.
Thank you.
The whole meeting?
Nikki, are we done with this right now?
We'll see what comes in.
Well,
we'll see how the weather is.
First agenda, so if we could get a couple that are easy to...